Hi there, welcome to PMI Cast, the only podcast in the UK devoted to private medical insurance. My name is Phil Knight, I'll be your host, and you're listening to Season 2 of PMI Cast. Welcome, let's get started. Hi there, my name is Phil Knight. I'm an independent healthcare consultant based in Leeds, West Yorkshire. I look after the private medical insurance needs of individual and corporate clients around the UK and the world. And you are listening to PMI Cast, my podcast and the only UK podcast devoted to medical insurance and related healthcare cover. Today is Tuesday, the 20th of August. Welcome to episode 2 of season 2 of the PMI Cast. This season is going to run to Christmas 2013. But please remember that you have the back catalogue of season 1 of the podcast, and you can find that on iTunes and at our website, pmicast.podbean.com. At this stage of the podcast, I would also like to mention our sponsors. We have PodCreate UK for all your podcasting needs, and also a new sponsor, which is the Sonos wireless hi-fi system. And I'll talk more about both of them a little bit later in the podcast. I'm also in discussion with a couple of other new prospective sponsors, so hopefully we'll have one or two more for next time, and we'll probably rotate them as well, so everybody gets fair coverage. So let's start with our new segment, which is called Hot Topic. It's a brief overview of something interesting or relevant in the private medical insurance world. Cost is obviously an issue for all clients when they're buying private medical insurance, whether it's a new plan or whether they're renewing something that they have at the moment. And this is particularly so in the small corporate sector. So what I'm going to talk about briefly today is that small corporates, if they don't have one, should certainly consider an excess where you pay the first small element of every claim, or rather where the employee pays the first element of the claim. A £100 excess imposed on a policy offers a reduction of, depending upon the insurer, between 8 and 10%, and £200 excess between 12 and 15%. And it's also worth bearing in mind that a cash plan can now cover the cost of that excess that the employees have to pay, plus, of course, it's an extra benefit for the employee. And often the discount for the excess is much more than the cost of putting in place a cash plan. So it's a really good cost-saving strategy that both enables the company to save premium on the private medical insurance, mitigates the effect of the excess for the employee, and also gives them an additional employee benefit too. So it's something that I'm recommending more and more for SME clients. And the larger the client, the more cost-effective that putting in place a cash plan can be. So it's certainly something worth thinking about. So definitely consider an excess, and definitely consider, with the help of an advisor like myself, putting in place some kind of cash plan to mitigate the effects of that excess for the employee. So before we move on to our masterclass today, let's talk about the first of our sponsors. Our new sponsor is PodCreate UK. Their website is www.podcreateuk.co.uk. PodCreate UK is a business that specialises in helping both individuals and corporates come up with that killer idea for a new podcast, and then help them to create and record the podcast regularly. They've got special deals broken down both for individuals and for corporates, given the slightly different nature of podcasting for the two entities. And their aim is to help you podcast your passion or that key marketing and sales messages out to your preferred listeners. So I think particularly listeners to this podcast are probably more switched on about the podcasting world generally. If you're interested in finding out more about how to easily set up and record your own podcast, either for yourself or for your business, to make it personal, effective and professional, then you should visit the website www.podcreateuk.co.uk. Use the contact form on that website to get more information. And when you do so, quote PMICast10 to highlight how you found out about them in the text section of the contact form. And as a thank you, PodCreate UK will give any listeners of ours who take up the offer, use the code PMICAST10 in communications, you get a 10% discount on their already low fees. So let's move on to our masterclass. And this is a new feature for the podcast, and it's an overview of a key medical insurance feature or product. And today we're going to talk about the difference between small corporate and experience-rated pricing. Effectively, there are two methods of pricing a corporate plan. One of them is what we call age-rated, where there are set rates based upon how old the employees are. And this tends to apply to small corporates. From a minimum group size, the insurer imposes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 employees, up to whatever arbitrary limit they set for this type of client. Some insurers will stop writing age-rated business at 50 employees, Aviva for example, others at 100, and others will go on much, much higher, up to several hundred employees. And these plans are priced on either true community rating, where the entire portfolio of business for insurers in that category will denote claims-related pricing for the following year, or a hybrid of this community and pool rating with some level of experience rating at group level. So that hybrid method has the advantage of smoothing out any large claims a group might make and not being too punitive if they are high claiming. So there are big advantages in terms of pricing stability for a group to go for this kind of hybrid age-rated SME type product. The larger schemes will tend or can tend to be priced upon their own experience solely. So there's no pooling, it's just if a group claims a lot, they will have a large increase the following year. So all price increases or decreases if they have good years are based solely upon their own claims experience. And this method really suits larger schemes where there are sufficient numbers of employees to smooth out this risk of any large claims. So there is some continuity for the group in terms of ongoing claims. And again, insurers can set fairly arbitrary limits as to when they will offer this kind of true experience rating to a group. Some will start at 50. My opinion is that's a little bit low. And I think this kind of risk profiling suits groups of 200 or more employees. And obviously, the larger the group gets, the less the impact of one or two large claims will have on pricing over time. So it's a complex area that no doubt we'll return to in future podcasts, but different insurers operate their plans differently, and there are several variations of both the community and hybrid systems and also of experience ratings. So if you've got any specific questions about how an insurer might view the pricing on your group, you're very welcome to contact me and I'll run you through it individually. Let's just quickly touch on our second sponsor, which is a company called Sonos. And the Sonos wireless music system lets you play any song in any room and control it wirelessly or from the palm of your hand in the form of your smartphone. So first, customers need to purchase a wireless zone player for the room of their choice. This starts at $349. And then using either your computer, the Sonos controller or an iPhone with the free Sonos app installed, you're able to add music to every room of your house and every part of your life. So it gives instant access to millions of songs and stations, including music libraries like iTunes, stored on your computer, thousands of free internet radio stations. You can even play back audiobooks from suppliers like Audible too. So if you're interested in looking at what Sonos has to offer, you need to visit my blog, which is www.localventure.blogspot.com. There is a banner ad at the very top of the page. If you click on the Sonos link there, it will take you to their shop and you can have a look at what's available. It would really help the podcast if you do decide to purchase any Sonos equipment if you use that link, because we get paid a small commission when you do so. So it helps to keep the podcast free, keep the content coming and so forth. So please check out the link at localventure.blogspot.com. Top of the page, click on the Sonos banner, and it'll be taken straight to their site. Let's move on and talk about our main topic for today. So as with previous podcasts, and this is going back to what we did in season one, I try and cover one major area of interest in slightly more depth in each podcast. And as both our masterclass and hot topics today are small corporate related, I'm going to talk about individual PMI here. I'm going to talk about the flexibility of individual plans. And we talked before about the modularity of products, but we haven't really focused on individual product areas, benefit areas within the modular plans. So I'm going to run through some of the key features that you might see in an individual plan and talk a little bit about them. So let's talk first of all about outpatient cover. This is the diagnostic phase of treatment. This is the area of cover that's often most malleable on a modular plan. But effectively, this is the initial consultations with the doctor, this is the diagnostic tests, and then the decision on an outpatient basis as to whether you can be signed off, you need some form of mild treatment, outpatient physio, for example, or you might need something more serious done on a day case or an inpatient basis. But this is the starting point for playing around with the benefits on a private medical plan. And as I mentioned, diagnostics are important. They're often included within that outpatient category, but some insurers allow you to have to split them out, so to either have more outpatient diagnostic benefit or to have less, or to reduce your outpatient consultations right down, but keep in place a strong level of diagnostic testing cover as well. So outpatient consultations and diagnostics are often separated out when private medical insurance are putting plans together. There's often also a therapies element in the benefits table. So this might be outpatient physio, it can be GP referred, sometimes complementary therapies are thrown in there. And again, it's something which is relatively low cost in the overall scheme of what you pay for within a private medical plan, but it's also often possible to take it out. So for example, like myself, I'm not a believer in complementary and alternative therapies. I feel there's very little scientific evidence for their efficacy. So when I'm buying a private medical insurance plan, I would elect to remove the therapies element because, frankly, I'm never going to use it. Psychiatric benefit is often covered as a separate module on a private medical plan too, on the grounds that some people would choose not to have psychiatric cover, whether that's foolish or not. Time will tell, but it's a benefit which is often not integral to plan, and you can scope to have some outpatient cover and some inpatient benefit, and often plans will provide a balance between the two, often with cash limits on both, for the simple reason that psychiatric cover can be very expensive to provide. So a psychiatric consult will tend to be more than a standard medical or surgical consult as a general principle. It's also worth mentioning excesses. Most insurers have a range of flexible excess options which you can apply either per person per claim or per person per annum on a policy. And it's worth bearing in mind that an excess can, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, for corporates, can drastically reduce the cost. So my view is that it's almost a no-brainer that everybody should have an excess of some kind on their private medical plan. Some insurers have hospital lists where you elect to have a different level of say, comfort or scale of hospital. More common, though, is a hospital list based on geography and cost. So in other words, you might have a full hospital list which covers every private facility in the UK, but it's quite expensive. You might have a mid-range or countrywide or key hospital list which covers most private facilities, but perhaps excludes some of the most expensive central London hospitals. And then there may be a local list, which providers like Bupa, Pru, Aviva provide, where you have access to a good range of hospitals, but not a thorough nationwide list. And again, it's worth considering if your preferred hospital is on the local list, there's no point paying for hospitals that you're never going to access. So local, low-cost hospitals can be really, really useful for purchase of private medical insurance. Now, one of the issues that, bizarrely, we don't often talk about when talking about private medical is inpatient cover. It's almost taken as read that inpatient cover is included on a private medical plan, and that is true. But it is the fundamental premise. You buy medical insurance because if you need an operation, you have inpatient cover to provide it. So this is the covering of actual treatment operations procedures done either in a hospital where you stay overnight, hence the phrase inpatient, or more often these days as a day case. Some simple, quick procedures are done as a day case where you take a hospital bed for a day but you don't stay overnight. And of course, for the insurer, this is a much cheaper option and the hospital don't get to charge as much. So all of these issues together make up the benefits of your, I suppose, average individual private medical insurance plan. That benefit list isn't exhaustive. There are lots of whistles and bells, but these are the key areas that I expect to talk about with most clients when we're talking about private medical insurance. So we're going to skip the feedback and mail section this time because we've gone on a little bit and there's not much of any import to talk about. I'll just thank my sponsors. So there's PodCreate UK at www.podcreateuk.co.uk. If you want more details, click on the Contact Us tab, quoting PMICast 10 in the text section so they know that we've sent you. If you decide to take up their service, you'll get a 10% discount. And also, thanks to Sonos, you can find them on localventure.blogspot.com. Click on the link there and you'll see everything about Sonos. Let's finish with some contacts and regulatory stuff. If you're interested in talking private medical insurance with me, get in touch. You can do that via the email at pmicast@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter. I am Phil Knight, PCH. And as I mentioned a couple of times, check out my blog. You also find me on LinkedIn as Philip Knight. My Premier Choice webpage is all the W's, Premier Choice Healthcare Limited. .co.uk/consultants/Phil-Knight. The easy way to find me is to just put a search in Google and put Phil Knight Premier Choice, and that takes you straight to that page. From a regulatory perspective, I'm a self-employed independent healthcare consultant. I'm part of Premier Choice Group, who are authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority. Their FCA number is 312878, and you'll find full details of Premier Choice at pch.uk.com. If you'd like to see my client terms and conditions, drop me an email and I'll send it through to you. Please remember to look out for us on iTunes and to tell all your friends and colleagues about us. We'd really appreciate if you could leave us a review on iTunes. Click on iTunes on your PC and Mac, make sure you're logged into your account, search for PMICast, click on the Leave a Review tab on our iTunes page, and reviews not only let us understand what you like or don't like about the podcast, but also they help with search engine optimization, help new listeners find the podcast, and also we get more support from our sponsors and so forth. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you back here for episode 3 next week. Take care.